another Back Brief. I'm Rod Rodriguez. Last night, folks, it felt like the world took a deep breath and then held it for about 18 hours. The pucker factor was high. News outlets were reporting that the People's Democratic Republic of Putin, that Russia had fired a missile into Poland, a NATO country. Now, Poland went into an emergency meeting to figure out what to do next. And then everyone around the Twitterverse started whispering about Article 5, Article 5, Article 5. Now, that's important here. Article 5 is important. Of course, there were the folks out there hedging their bets on what all this means with the here come the Article 5 experts and whatnot. Now, those folks apparently believe that you have to have a PhD in a subject to have an opinion. And even if your opinion doesn't jive with theirs, then it's got to be dumb. It's got to be stupider. You're not allowed to talk or even consider things that you're not considered a subject matter expert in. But here's the thing. Article 5 is really freaking simple. Like, stupidly simple. Go to the NATO website and look up Article 5. It's literally four bullets. You don't have to be a genius to figure this out. And I'm going to take those four bullets and condense them even further for you. Attack one, you attack them all. So you hit Poland, you hit NATO. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why the world's pucker factor was at about a 10 last night. Well, it should have been. Some of you didn't know. Some of you slept through it. Some folks really didn't care. They didn't understand the ramifications of what this could mean. But of course, there had to be an investigation. Because look, before you decide to unleash the dogs of war, break open the seals from the Book of Revelation like a YouTube unboxing, folks should make sure that it was indeed Russian aggression. Like, let's double check the boxes before we start pressing red buttons. So this morning, we wake up to a spectacular, our bad. And now everyone, including our president, is like, well, nah, it wasn't Russia. It wasn't Russia. Turns out it was a stray Ukrainian anti-aircraft missile. All is well. Go back to watching Love is Blind on Netflix. Go back to arguing about Wakanda Forever. After reviewing the play, the flag has been rescinded. No penalty. The ball will be returned to the 30-yard line. All is well. But here's the thing. There is ample reason to be concerned right now. One of two things happened here. Either a missile went stray and hit something it wasn't supposed to, which is a huge freaking problem that we'll talk about in a second. Or Russian forces did strike Polish soil, and we're trying to figure out how to avoid World War III. So let's address the first problem here, and that's stray missiles. This is a topic we covered in my other show at Stars and Stripes called Military Matters. Go check that out. When we discussed nuclear issues surrounding this war, nuclear weapons are only a part of this discussion, albeit a huge discussion. But the fact is that no one wants to drop nukes. No one's saying that is. If Putin's back is up against the wall, then this dude could literally say, fuck it. You're riding this train to hell with me, baby. And his ego would literally cost us humanity. But there's the chance his generals could be like, nah, man, don't feel like ending life on this planet because you didn't get your way. So not going to turn that key. And instead, we're going to ice you up like it's season 6 of The Sopranos. At least I hope some Russian generals would have that sense. The bigger issue concerning nukes is stray missiles, like the one that allegedly hit Poland instead of striking one of the four nuclear power plants in Ukraine. Zaporizhia, I'm totally slaughtering that name. Zaporizhzhia, it's the largest nuclear power plant in Europe with 6 reactors. And it's been under Russian control since March. But guess who's working it? Ukrainians. Pretty much at gunpoint, by the way. You know, the way you want nuclear engineers maintaining and operating a nuclear power plant under tons of stress, fear, and in the middle of a war. Oh, by the way, Chernobyl. That's also in Ukraine. You know, the power plant that went into meltdown, killed a ton of people, almost turned Europe into a Fallout Vegas cutscene. It's got this big dome over it. It's not like it went away, folks. Chernobyl just got buried under, I think, concrete and all sorts of stuff. They put a giant dome over it. I mean, the thing is a marvel of modern engineering. And it was designed to make one of the biggest oopsies in human history contained. Not gone away, just contained. Fun fact. Back in February or early March, the power grid was damaged in the region of Chernobyl, causing the power to go out to the pumps that were cooling the Chernobyl fuel rods that had been exposed before, the ones that were just, that were damaged. Yeah, they started sparking up again. Now, scientists are playing it cooler than those fuel rods. This isn't going to blow up, they say, or spark up like it did back when the original explosion happened. They're trying to calm the world that cares. If a stray missile pops Chernobyl back open again, we got a problem. If a stray missile hits a functioning nuclear power plant and that mug goes meltdown, well, check out HBO's docudrama on Chernobyl. Multiply that by a lot and then save those pictures of your European vacation, because that's all going bye-bye. We're talking about a nuclear fallout disaster unlike anything we have ever experienced before. It would make Chernobyl look like a really cool light show. The fact that a stray missile could put us all into chem suits, decontaminating our kids when they come home from school, is a real fucking problem that I don't think we're giving the proper priority to. But hey, all's fair in nuclear holocaust, right? That leads us to the Russian missile theory, my Russian missile theory. I mean, what if that missile was actually Russian? Now, I have zero proof to defend this notion. Nothing. This is all just conjecture, folks. But what if we're all just backpedaling? What if the world is just backpedaling from World War III by blaming the stray missile on Ukraine? Here's the thing. Even if the Russians had accidentally fired the missile, the fact that it was Russian the fact that it's involving the Russians, the fact that it was Russian in general, makes it a big deal. Even if they apologized and said, hey, we're sorry. The fact that it was Russian turns this into an international shit show that they may not be able to recover from. It would just dig them deeper into the hole that Putin's dug for them. Hell, they might have to double down and go all in, even if it was an accident. So in order to avoid Armageddon, the international community says, okay, it was a stray Ukrainian missile. And they send a message to the Kremlin via back channels that say, pretty much, you know, watch your goddamn aim. This was your freebie. This was your get out of jail free card. Can't happen again. Now, I don't necessarily think this was a deliberate attack on NATO. I mean, the thing only, this missile killed 2 people, allegedly. We, you know, it's so hard not to put on your tinfoil hat, right, folks? Because you've been lied to so many times in the past. Just because you wear a fancy uniform and you've got a bunch of ribbons on your chest doesn't mean you're going to be up forth and right, or you're not going to be truthful, I should say. Forthcoming with good info. If anything, it kind of makes you suspect, really. So, no, I don't think it was a deliberate attack. It killed two people. Probably an accident. But, I mean, still a major problem. Maybe this got handled the way that General Milley used back channels to ease the Chinese from thinking we were unstable and planning a surprise attack on them during the whole Trump fiasco, the Capitol building, the insurrection, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's possible. We know we did that during that crisis. General Milley went through back channels, explained to the Chinese, no, we're not crazy. We're not losing control. We're definitely not planning a surprise attack. So just chill. Let's not World War III ourselves up here. Russia could have talked with NATO, said, guys, yes, it was us, but that was not intentional. We are not trying to get that NATO smoke. The best way to handle this whole thing would be to remove the Russian narrative entirely from the situation and let the quote unquote conventional war continue. No big questions. The Russians are out of the narrative. Don't worry. It was just Ukrainians with stray missile. It's all good. Todo está bien. Nothing to see here. Remember, no Russian. But of course, the Kremlin is taking advantage of this situation and blaming the Ukrainians. That doesn't mean that my crazy idea isn't possible just because they're pointing fingers. That's exactly what they do all the time. Deny everything, make counter accusations. Here's my takeaway. We are playing a stupid and dangerous game right now, folks. This tightrope we're all walking, we waver back and forth between life as we know it and the end of civilization. If this line breaks or if we fall over, and right now, it feels like we're kind of like doing some backflips or really kind of testing ourselves on this. We're kind of pushing it. Sometimes I wonder if we're not somehow subconsciously trying to end it all. I mean, is humanity feeling bored? Are we feeling like we messed it all up so bad that it's time to just turn off the buzzing neon open for business sign, close it all up, shutter the windows, and hope the roaches evolve into a better sentient being than us? This isn't a movie where the heroes are going to figure it out at the last minute and fix it all. There's no time machine. There's no infinity stones that will set this right. Nukes means it's over, whether it's an accident or an actual nuclear weapon unleashed on the planet. That's the worst case scenario with the nukes. The step down would be an accidental nuclear attack or a nuclear explosion at a nuclear facility. Oh, oopsie, our missile went the wrong way. Oh, crap, we just hit Chernobyl. We just literally unleashed the beast again. Whoops. The other end of that spectrum is the actual nuclear exchange. What we dropped on Japan in the 50s is a party popper compared to what we would all, every country, what we would all unleash on this planet. The grim finality of this should have dawned on us last night when we started talking about Article 5. We were right there at the threshold of insanity, a point that once crossed, there's no returning from. Attack one, you attack them all. World War IV, Sticks and Stones, if we're lucky. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This was The Back Brief. You can find me on Twitter at RodPodRod. Also, be sure to check me out on my other podcast, Military Matters, available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Again, that's Military Matters. And of course, CBS Eye on Veterans, run by my guy, Phil Briggs. Go check him out as well. That does it for me, folks. I'm out. On the next Military Matters. The repeal of Roe versus Wade had a dramatic effect on women service members' reproductive health. We talked with Stripes reporter Nancy Montgomery.
It's just the most, it's rippling throughout healthcare, where it's sort of pitting patients against their doctors. How much do they tell their doctors? Can they trust their doctors? Can they trust the other medical people?
And we talk about the nightmare endured by Air Force veteran and military spouse Barry Wald.
You know, since I did not meet the requirement of the law due to the Hyde Amendment, didn't meet the criteria of being raped, incest, or that my life was in danger, military medicine could not help me. It's against the law at that point.
And her experience in a Japanese clinic and a botched abortion.
You know, I mean, I had blood running down my legs. Come to find out later, they lacerated my cervix during that time. She's like, you need to get out of there. It's not safe. We called it the torture cell, like the Japanese torture cell.
Listen and subscribe to Military Matters today.